Besach Menachas Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis Lo Yatsa. The Seder of the Mincha is to put a little shemen in a kli, and then to put the soil of the Mincha on top of the shemen, and then to pour from the shemen on the soil. Now, if the Yitzika of the shemen after the soil was put on the kli was not done by a kohen, it was done instead by a zah, a non-kohen, or lo balam, as after the Yitzika of the shemen, you have to be balam the shemen with the soil. And if the blila was not done, lo patak. If by a mincha which is baked in the tanner, that the din is that after it is baked, it has to be broken into pieces the size of a kezayis. If that mincha was not broken into pieces, lo malach. Or if the entire mincha was not salted, they only salted the kaimit of the mincha, lo hainit. Or if the tenufa of the mincha was not done, as certain mincha required tenufa, for example, mincha saita or mincha zoimer, lo higish. Or if the coin was not magish the mincha to the karen dremis mizrachit, or the mizbeh. Or she patatam pitim beruvos. Or by a mincha which is baked in the tanner, it was broken into large pieces, larger than a kezayin, velo mashchan ksheiros. Or if by a mincha of rakikin, which is in it, meshicha has to be done on the rakikin, b'shemen. And if that meshicha was not done, or if any of the other things mentioned before were not done, the mincha is still kosher, b'diyev. Nid'are kumsa, b'kaimet chaberto. If a kaimet of a mincha got mixed up with the kaimet of a different mincha, the two kmitas got mixed up before the kohen was marked to the kmitas on the mizbeh, the minchas kohen, or if the kmita of a mincha got mixed up with the mincha of a kohen. As a mincha of a kohen, no kmita is taken from it, it's entirely niktar on the mizbeh. The minchas kohen no hamashiach, or if the kmita got mixed up with the mincha of a kohen, God of the minchas chavisim, the minchas chavisim also is entirely consumed on the mizbeh, the minchas nesachim kshera. Or if the kmita got mixed up with a minchas nesachim, a mincha nesachim also is entirely niktar on the mizbeh, it's kosher, even though we don't know which one is a kaimet, which one is one of these other minchas, or when the kaimet gets mixed up with a different minchas kaimet, we don't know which kaimet is from which mincha, making a difference, just we put the entire thing on the mizbeh and it's kosher, since the kaimet got mixed up with something else, which is also niktar on the mizbeh. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, the minchas kohen hamashiach, who the minchas nesachim psulam, shezu bli laso abba, vezu bli laso raka. The hang follows zumizu. Rabbi Huda says, if a kaimet from a mincha got mixed up with the mincha of a kohen gadol, the mincha chavizim, or with the mincha nesachim, in such a case, it's possible we cannot be makter on the mizbeach, because the blila of a kaimet is ava. It's thicker, less diluted, has only one lok shemen per isara. It's put on the mincha by a regular mincha, as opposed to by a mechaz kohen mashiach and a mechaz nesachim. The blila is raka, it's more diluted, as there are three lok shemen per isara, and they are belea one from the other. The kaimet has a lot of shemen drip on it from the mechaz kohen mashiach or from the mechaz nesachim and becomes batal in the shemen. So therefore it is puzzle. And so too, the mechaz nesachim and the mechaz kohen mashiach is missing some of its shemen which dripped on the kaimet. So therefore, we cannot be mocked them on the mizbeach. They are puzzled. Masechet Menachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Stay Menachot, Shalo Nikmitzu. Two Menachot that the Kmita had not yet been done by the Kohen. Vinit Arvu Zubizu. And the two Menachos got mixed up, one in the other. Im Yachol Likmait Mizubif Neatma. Umizubif Neatma Ksheirot. V'im lav psulos. If they didn't get totally mixed up, part of each mincha is still nicker. In such a case, if you can take kmitzah from each one of them separately, then you can go ahead and take the two kmitzahs, burn them on the mizbeach, and the minchas would be kosher. But if not, if the two minchas are totally mixed up and we have no idea which is which, in such a case, those minchas are possible. We cannot take the kmitzah anymore, as the kmitzah has to be done from each mincha separately. You can't have an etmitzah seles from a different mincha also. So therefore, there's no possibility over here at all to take a etmitzah, and the minchas are puzzled. Hakoymetz in itari the mincha shalim nechmitzah. Lo yakter. A koymetz which was taken off of one mincha, which before the corn was able to be makted on the mizbeach, got mixed up with a different mincha in which the koymetz had not yet been taken from. And now there's no longer a possibility of taking a kmitzah off the second mincha, since it's possible when you take the kmitzah from the tarugos, part of the kmitzah will be from the solah of the kmitzah which was nedarim in it. So the din is you cannot be mafter this tarugos on the mizbeach. Then hikter zusha nikmitzah also labala, the zusha la nikmitzah la also labala. But if bidi ever the corn was mafter this entire tarugos on the mizbeach, then the din would be that the mincha, which had the kmitzah taken from it, the balam would be yotzei with that mincha. Since the kmitzah was burnt on the mizbeach, even though it was burnt together with another mincha, b'dieved, it would be kosher. While the other mincha would not be also the balam would not be yotzei with that mincha, the kmitzah was never taken off the other mincha, so therefore the other mincha is not kosher. As a mincha in which the kmitzah was not taken off of it, even if you burn the entire mincha on the mizbeach, the mincha is not kosher at all. Nidare kumsa b'shiyareha o b'shirayin shechaverta lo yakti. If the kaimet of a mincha got mixed up with the shirayim of the mincha after the kaimet was taken off by the kohen, it fell back into the rest of the mincha, or it got mixed up with the shirayim of a different mincha, the din is that you cannot be makdir this taruvos on the mizbeach, and the mincha would be puzzled. The reason being is that even though a day that you would be makdir the entire taruvos, the kmitzah would be nikta on the mizbeach, but the halacha is that we learn out from a pasuk that you cannot be makdir shirayim from a mincha on a mizbeach, and by being makdir the entire taruvos, you're being makdir also the shirayim that got mixed up with the kaimet. So therefore, you cannot be makdir the taruvos at all, and the mincha will be puzzled. Vim hikter also labal. But if b'di ever the kohen went ahead and was makdir the entire taruvos, he was makdir the kmitzah that got mixed up with the shirayim and put the whole thing on the mizbeach, then the balam would be yotzei their chiyuv with that mincha, as since l'maisa the kaimet was nifter on the mizbeach, the mincha is kosher. Nitma hakaimet v'hikrivo hatzitz meratzah. If the kaimet became tamei before the kohen had a chance to put it on the mizbeach, and the kohen went ahead and was makir this kaimet tamei on the mizbeach, even though he should not have done so lechatchila, if he did so, the tzitz would be meratzah and the mincha would be kosher. And this we learn out from a pasuk, and the pasuk says, "V'nasa Aaron es avon hakadosh." When Aaron wears the tzitz, he is being meichel for the sin of kachim. And the Chachamim learn out that the sin that the pasuk is referring to is the sin of tuma. The reason being is that we find that tuma is more calm than other psulim, as sometimes it's mutter to be makir of a korban betuma, such as a korban sibur. If rova the corn and rova the am is tamei, we could be makir of a korban sibur betuma. So since sometimes it's mutter to bring a korban betuma, when the pasuk says that Aaron is mochel the avon hakachem, is referring to the avon of tuma, and therefore the mincha is kashem. Yotza v'hikrivo ein hatzitz meratza, shatzitz meratza al tamei ve'eno meratza al hayotze. But if after the kamek was taken from the mincha, it was taken out of the azara and became puzzled v'yotze, and the kohen brought it back in and was makir on the mizbeach, the tzitz would not be meratza this avon, the avon of yotze, and the mincha would be puzzled, as the tzitz is only meratza for the avon of tuma, but not for the avon of yotze, even though the avon of yotze also sometimes is mutter. When the mishkan was in Nov and Givon, kachem kam to be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, there would be no psul of yotze at all. Even if it's taken out of Nov and Givon, it still could be eaten. Even so, we learn out that the avon that the pasuk is referring to is the avon of tuma, not the avon of yotze, Because the pasuk says, "L'raton lahem lifnei Hashem." Since the pasuk says lifnei Hashem, an avon that is lifnei Hashem, such as tuma, that the coin is merata. But the avon that is not lifnei Hashem, the avon of yotzei, he took it out from lifnei Hashem. The tzitz is not merata for that avon.